Hayidai Mitamos Mitaris Ad Haperik until the Perik.
Right.
Kate said, Dot also Vishon Pachad Ad Haperik. According to the Simon Totation, Mamayim Vishonim Ad Haperik, Kashir Tzorach Lito. He has Ashrim Ayim Achichem Chutzpah. So here he says, Kloimar. He says, do not take us literally. See, that's the key word of it. According to the Kahati. Everyone is struggling here to Lom Shan the Mishnah. So we go over here according to his parish, to make it very simple. Okay. Kloimar. Kloimar means when it says Chutzpah, it doesn't
mean Shafach.
Shafach is Gam Chutz Leperik.
Oh.
Shafach, gam chutzpah. Part of the water went on the Adayim. Part went here.
Part went
and part went on Shafach. Gam chutz leperek. The chazal, the part that went chutz leperek. Chazal mayim chutz leperek. Liyad l'secha perek tohira. You were sloppy. You were sloppy. Part of the water went backwards. So the part that went over here,
yeah,
and now comes upon here, it doesn't make a difference. Mayim liyad l'secha perek tohira. Hayad, why? If you shamayim hashneim, in the second rinsing, the part of the war that was sloppy, that spilled upon chutz the perek, show you chutz the perek, v'chazul yad now spills, it flows back to the yad, tarimim, has no effect. Why? Because she'ein hayadayim mitamas chutz, because the water that touched over here for the very first time, that water does not become tarim due to the yad. The only part of the yad that contaminates water is the part that is on the right side of the dotted line. So any water which fell from over here is tahar. So when this water now flows over here, it has no effect on as there's no effect.
Absolutely, we're learning.
What? No, this is exactly what we're doing. Yeah, this is not a problem. This is the easy part. Everyone agrees this part. You wash. Here's the case. You wash the mayim, the first rishonim. But what happens now? The tumah goes into the water. The first rinsing, you were very careful. Only until the parent. The second thing, you were sloppy. Not only did you pour water on the parak, you also put water for the very first time over here. So this everything now is tar. Because the second water, the shneim, the mayim yishonim, is not like, we don't like this picture. We're going to go here like the kati. The kati says it's simple. Get out of the picture. You wash a second time. So the whatever water falls upon this part is
take it easy. Scream is on the other side. On the other side, the guy screams.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you wash over here a second time, the second water is metahir, these little droplets.
Yeah.
But you were sloppy. And some of the water that you washed went on the part of the dotted line on the left side.
Okay.
So what would you say? What would you argue? You would say that since the very first time this water made contact with the flesh, and this part of the flesh is torn because you only washed, the second water that fell over here, maybe that water becomes torn because that water is... Right. So therefore, now, if subsequently, that water will now flow over here...
No problem.
It's not going to contaminate. That's it.
Okay. So let's go from the top again.
Ketzad, not unless we show...
Yidayim b'tumas, kolayim b'tumas, b'tumas yidayim, b'taras, b'tilas yidayim. Kolayim b'tumas, b'tumas yidayim, b'tilas yidayim. Yidayim b'tumas. What does that mean?
B'tumas. Kolayim b'tumas, b'tumas yidayim, yidayim b'tumas. Stam yodayim are tummy. What part of the yad is tummy?
Tumas, betumas yodayim.
Timaeus. A yad is tummy with the law called betumas yodayim, which is a sheni. If you have chuma.
Umitaros.
And when you wash your hands.
Yeah. So they're also tummy?
No.
Umitaros
becomes tohor. Umitaharos, it becomes tohor. How? Midatilas yodayim ara perek. What does this mean? This means as follows. It means that, I'll give you a simple example. If chuma touches this part of the hand,
yeah,
is it chuma tummy or the hands? Only time chuma becomes tummy when it touches only until ara perek.
Good.
Therefore, when you pour water to take off that tumah, the koyach of midatilas yodayim is only mitaher ara perek.
Correct.
If water falls on this part of the body, the water is nothing. This part of the body is nothing. What's the perek? Three perushim. We're not doing that. Forget it. Three perushim. Either means
okay,
or
fine, next.
Now, the first case, Kate said, what is an afkamina? What is an afkamina bin again? This concept that water, that your hand is only tummy until the perek joint, and water and anything which comes in contact with your arm does not become tummy. What is a halachic afkamina? Kate said,
not
also saying. Well, you wash the first one sink, and mahalai marishonim out of perek.
Right.
And then you do a second rinsing, but you're sloppy. And when you wash the second time, the second water, part of the water goes into the perek, and part of the water spills.
What is it?
Kulay mashafach. Gam. Gam means also. Which means
Gam,
so means no, when it says chutz perek, it doesn't mean only chutz perek.
It means also
that the first rinse, the second rinsing, what has
it? It Gam chutz perek.
So it is the chazu amayim and chutz perek liyada. Now the word that's chutz perek, it goes backwards.
Yeah.
L'secha perek. Tohoyo. Hayad. There's no harm done. Why is there no harm done? With Yishamayim Hashneim.
Tohoyo. The second rinsing. Yishamayim Hashneim chutz. Shohayim chutz perek. V'chazu.
Liyad. Tohoyo him.
Right. She'en hayidayim. Metamas chutz perek. She'en metamas shom.
It's a mayim.
Not that I'll be showing.
Now go new case. Okay, new case. Hold on. New case now. We're not going to do that. Not like the picture, not his picture.
Not like the picture, we're doing it like Kati. Not for us to show.
Not for us to show.
I always told you, always go like the Kati.
No, not necessarily. Not for us to show. Now, what does that mean? So here he says the word Shagam.
Not tell his.
Shagam and Maim Harishon.
Not tell us to show him. Es Hashnim Chutzberg. Everything Chutzberg. Shagam and
Maim. No. So does mean Shagam Maim Harishon.
Shagam and Maim Harishon. Shagam Hashnim
Yotzu Mitoch Haperek. So you learn Mitoch Haperek. He's already on a loop shot over here. Yotzu. He learns over here. This is something entirely new.
Shagam and Maim Harishon. Shagam Hashnim Yotzu Mitoch
Haperek. Mitoch Haperek. That he said, which means is that
it goes out here. And when he poured one and two, both of them went chutz l'perek.
Now, so what's going to happen now? Now you're in trouble. The chazru, the secha perek, tamei hayad. The whole hand becomes tamei anew.
Shehamayim harishayim sheyatzu chutz
l'perek nitmeu techila b'negi asam biyadoi the secha perek. When I washed the first time, the tum was transferred from the yad. When I washed for the very first time, the tumah from the yad was transferred to the water.
Come on, talk.
Now, what happened to that water? I took that water away. That water now has gone upwards towards the arm.
They go upwards. When I poured water on both.
No, that's not the case. Now, according to the Hadith, that's not the case. Read the case. The case of Rashi, he says very clearly, Shagam Maimush and Shagam Maimush Yotsu'u, it left. Mitoicha Perek, L'chutz L'Perek. He's making it very clear in his interpretation.
What's Gam Hashneim?
The second when you ultimately rinse a second time, the same exact thing is going to happen.
So they both went out of the tchum. They both went out of the perek.
Where did it start? The point is, where did it start? The water started was poured on the yad, on the right side, and then after you washed the Mayim Rishonim, you went up like this, and the water went droplets went from here went over here.
Yeah.
Then I put my hand down and I wash the Mayim Shneim.
Yeah.
Then I go like this Nachamo.
Yeah.
And the water, the droplets go over here.
Okay.
Now, there's one more point, there's one more part to the story. I then go like this. I put my hand down. And those droplets that went up now come back down.
I can tell you this is a crazy case. Go ahead.
You're not paying attention. It's really
I'm listening. Both of them went down, and then he went. Both of them went up, and then he went down.
Let's get the order. Let's get the same.
I got the order.
Okay. So now, what's the problem? The problem here is that the yad, your hand becomes tummy once again. The chazu liyad l'secha perek tmeya hayad. The yad becomes tummy. The yad.
Shamayim Hashem sheyatzu.
Sheyatzu chus l'perek. When I go up for the first time.
Nit mutchilu binigiyasam
biyadei l'secha perek. When I washed. The first time the tum was taken from the hand into the water.
No.
The water was coming. And they only until the perek. Tim Uha, it contaminates your hand.
Go ahead.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I do. Stuff over here makes this tummy.
Why is it over your tummy?
Because the water touched this and became this became tummy.
No, it didn't become tummy. The water is tummy. Yeah. Your body does not become tummy from water. The water does not have the koyach to metame your body.
The water made this.
The water is tummy. When I washed the first time, just hold for 1 second. Hold conscious for 1 second. Because that way you'll know the next part of the mission. When I pour the water the first time, the tumah from the yad goes into the water. It goes into the water. There's only one. Now, when I wash the second time, the purpose of washing the second time is to be matah the mayim.
thought.
But the only time the Netilas Yadayim works to mutar the Mayim is only when the Mayim is on the Perek Ulamata.
Yeah.
But if the water has been temporarily moved over here, then there's no way you can be mitahar that Mayim. That Mayim remains betokfai, remains in the stomach forever.
Right.
Now I wash a second time.
Let's go.
I wash that time. All the water on this part of the hand is clean, and but part of the water of the shneim now goes up here. When it goes up here, it comes in contact with the mayim rishonim that went up here before. That mayim rishonim up here before is tameh, and that water that's tameh is going to contaminate the new water that arrives. That's tar, and now all that water is tameh. And
beautiful
now when
thing.
That water descends down over here, my yad becomes tameh.
Beautiful thing.
You understand?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I do.
Okay. Next case. Case number three. Case number three is Timua. New case. Notal es harishon liyodoy achas. I wash my rishonim only one hand. So that one hand, the water is tummy. The water on that one hand is tummy. Because the rinsing takes the tumor from the hand and puts it into the water, and my hand is still wet. So there's drops of water on my hand, and those drops of water are tummy. My hand is tar. My hand is tar, but the drops of water on my hand is tummy. Shlei natal, and you only do this to one hand. Shlei natal ele yad achas. Then you make a decision. You make a conscious decision. The natal es hashneim l'shtei yadais. Now I do a second rinsing, but the second rinsing is being done when I put both hands together. So this hand is tahor. The droplets of water on this hand are tamei. This hand is entirely. The hand is tamei.
Natal es hashneim.
Mayim Rishonim, the first rinsing.
Yad Yachas, Shalai Natal.
Shalai Natal El Yad Echas. I only washed one hand.
Yeah, go ahead.
V'nimlach, now I make a decision.
Yeah.
V'natal Es Hashniyim L'shtei Yadas. The second rinsing, I'm doing both hands touching each other. Shekirav Es Yadar Zel Zel Zel.
Shafach Shainis
Al Shtemi. Now a second rinsing on both hands together. So what is the halacha when you do the first time in this way? Tameos.
So what happened here? The first one was done how?
One hand. Yeah. I take a cup of water, I wash it.
Yeah.
So now, let me ask you a question. Right now, at this moment in time, define to me the matziv of there are three things. Hand one, hand two, and there are droplets of water on hand one. Define to me the matziv of all three hands.
Define anything.
What? Okay, let's. If you're not gonna, I have two.
The water is on the first one, so.
No, is this yad tar or tummy? The yad itself. The
tummy.
No,
this
yad,
one is tummy.
No, you see, I have two hands.
Yadayis tameis.
Start again. Two hands. This right now, both hands are tummy. They're dry. They're completely dry. Tummy.
You just told me you were not on this one.
Now, step by step, I wash the hand over here.
Yeah.
Now, right now, after I wash it over here, it's wet. This drops. What is the status of the yad itself, this yad itself?
The yad is tar.
And the droplets of water?
Tummy.
This yad?
It's tummy.
Tummy, good. Now, I put the hands together.
I told you, so why did you
tell me? Put the hands together.
Go ahead.
Right now, when I put the hands together, the question, what happens at this moment in time? Nothing. Nothing. Why
not?
Nothing?
There's water on it.
So what? Water, that's what we did the Chazon Ish for. Just because there are drops of water, it's the very kash. I put the hands together. Right now, just because there are drops of water which are now touching this hand, those drops of water do not become tummy. You know why not? Because it's less than a reviz. Now what do I do? I take, so you come along, you pour about both hands together.
Yeah.
Both hands together. When you pour both hands together, so now this hand, theoretically, all the drops of water become tar, because it's the second rinsing for this hand.
Go ahead, no.
And this hand, it's the first rinsing.
No.
So this hand, the drops of water become tummy.
Right.
Although we learned that drops of water cannot contaminate flesh, but drops of water can contaminate other drops of water. So when the drops of water on this hand become tummy and are in turn touching the drops of water on this hand, the drops of water on this hand contaminate the drops of water on the other hand. And now everything is tummy. You understand?
Yeah.
The second water becomes tamei machmas hayad shaloi nitla betchila Shalagave Oisa Yad He Mayim Yishayim, with regard to
the
Yad Hashnia, it's going to be Tame the Yad Hashnia B'maga. Okay, that's it.
Right.
Next case. Next, we're going to skip. There's another parish. We're going to skip that parish. Next case. Natal Yaday Achas, I rinse one hand. The Shif Shifa the Chaverta Tameya. Natal. Not all of us are showing him.
Skip the case, obviously.
Not all of us are showing him. I skipped the case. Okay, fine. I'll skip the case. Okay. Not all of us are showing him. The shtei yada. Both hands together.
I can't see. We can put the pen in. Not all of us are showing him.
I washed both together. Not all of us are showing him. Shtei yada.
V'nimlach. V'not all of us are showing him.
V'nimlach. V'not all of us are showing him. V'nimlach. Kiloimar. Sheshafach hasamayim hashnim al kol yad v'yad bifnei atzma. I wash both hands together, and then I wash each one separately. V'nimlach v'natal es hashnim liyodei achas, yodei tohoira, v'nimlach v'natal es hashnim liyodei achas, kolayim sheshafach hasamayim hashnim al kol yad v'yad bifnei atzma, yodei tohoira, your hand is tar. V'yesh garsim yodav tohoiras. Shekevun shenadal v'yishayinim shtei yodav ka'achas. I washed it in one shot together. Ein hevdil. It makes no difference now if I washed mayim shneim separately or together. See, this is in contrast to the previous case.
In this case,
he's just coming to
the easy.
I put both hands together.
Shtei yodav.
Together.
Yeah.
And I pour the water. So right now my hands are tahar, but the droplets of water on both hands are tahmei.
Right.
I separate them.
Right.
And then I wash this hand, and I wash this hand.
Everything's good.
Good. Well, so why do we learn this case? It's just a parallel to the previous, what was the previous case? The previous case, I wash this hand like this. I wash one hand. And then I put it, I touch it. Oh, if you go and you touch it. After,
so why is that a parallel?
Because here, I'm washing each hand, I'm washing them together. So I start out together, then I separate. In the previous case, I start out together, then I separate.
You said in both cases you wash them together and separate. I wash them together and separate.
The order is what makes the difference. That's the point. The point over here is the order.
The first case, you wash one first.
First case, I wash one, right? Yeah. And then I touch the second one.
And here you wash two.
And here I wash them together and then I separate it.
Yeah, so,
and now I wash each one. So it's perfectly fine.
Okay, it's not.
There's no chiddush in this case.
Okay, right then.
There's no chiddush in this case. Now we go to the next case. Not al liyodi achas. Let's say I wash one hand. The shiv shifa b'chaverito shloy nadla tameya. Hayad she nadla.
Oh, so you only
washed one hand.
Yeah.
Shloy nadla v'tameya hayad she nadla she nitnu hamayim shalecha b'magah chaverito. The water becomes tamei. The choyzim hamayim. Once the water becomes tamei, umetamim oisa contaminates it. And how many times did you rinse? You wash not al liyodi achas. I think over here the chiddush, even if you wash twice, I think over here the point over here, the chiddush over here is.
You shif-shif, that's the problem here.
The shif-shif, you rub it, the chaverita, shaloi natla.
When
it says here, not al liyadai, how many rinses? No, I think it's twice, even
no,
twice.
No,
twice, even twice, even no, twice.
Okay, you learn twice, I'll learn once.
Not al liyadai achas.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how many times you wash. It doesn't say rishonim.
That's what it means.
No, it means even if you wash twice.
No.
Oh, it's commentary here. A ton of stuff here.
I told you we needed the book on this. This is the craziest mission.
Notal liyodei achas v'shiv shifa b'chaver to tmeya. I own notal
liyachas.
The gray one.
Say two times.
The gray one.
Yeah.
And then v'shiv shifa yodei shnei adayim tmeya. Nogu hayadayim zo b'zo. Tibois hamayim shal hayad shikar notal. Nitme ois min hayad hatmeya.
Yeah.
The Choyz Royce,
right.
And then the Choyz Royce, the Metal
Royce, the Yad Shikvar Natal, beautiful.
Dinze, who Beinim Nosan al Yodah Achas Mayim Rishonim Bilvad.
Yes.
U Beinim Nosan al Yodah Achas Gam Mayim Rishonim Vigam Mayim Shneim.
So we're both right. How do you like that?
The Nosan Mayim Rishonim al Shte Yodav. We learned that before. That was the case before. I mean, that was one of the perushim. That's not the Kati's case, but the Nagu's Zobazo that we already discussed. Okay, fine. Let's not get confused with the facts. Right.
So Baruch Hashem, I was right and you were right. That's crazy. That is insane. This mission is insane.
No, it's not. We'll finish the mission.
It's insane.
No, it's not. Let's finish the mission over here. Let's finish the mission over here.
Probably the wife. No. Okay, then it's not important.
Next. Beroish, let's say instead of Yeshiv Shev Chaverta, Beroish Shei Kaisa. Let's say you rub the water you wash when the Shiv Shev is Hayat, you rub your hands.
Yeah.
Shanatal Beroishai, I because.
Well, let's do the case that we just did.
Beroishai, wash one hand. Beroishai,
b'shif shifai b'chaverta.
It's a yad shanatal. Don't do that.
Not only you, because you don't always get in my way.
I don't like you touch.
I want to go back one.
We want to go back with the other
one. Yeah, I like to go back with
the other achas. You wash one hand, bain one, bain once or twice.
Yeah.
The shiv shifa bechaverta.
Right. So why not? Next case.
Beroy shoya bekoisel. He take the one hand shiv shif and say yad.
He did it one time.
Right or twice. Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, and the shiv shif and say yad.
You rub it against your hand. Against your head. Your head. I bekoisel a wall to the nagra to dry it. I wash my hand.
No.
And I rub it on my face.
So what's the problem?
So the question is my head metame the yad? The answer is no.
Your head is.
Is it metame? The answer is no.
Of course it's your head. Your head metame anything.
Only you knew.
Only you knew the
only
babies.
Only you knew how much.
How much what? What? How many babies? Oh. The cup.
I don't have a clue what's going on. I don't have a clue. You sit here the whole day, you talk to me. You don't even know what's going on.
Thank God.
You don't even know what's going on. Why? They're not tame. Head is not tame.
Right.
The wall is not tame, so it's not going to contaminate it. Nu halacha, nay halacha. Noilim arba v'chamish me'odam zo b'tzad zeh. Okay, or zeh al gav zeh.
We got mentalists.
See this?
Yeah.
They're lined up. One, two, three, four, they're all lined up.
Noitlin Abba v'chamisha zebetate. How come it says Abba v'chamisha?
Four or five. We're asking a question, why do you say four? Does it say why they say four or five? I don't know the answer. Or here, look, it's vertical. Horizontal and vertical.
Here you have six.
He's the washer. He's the washer.
One guy.
And these are the washies.
Sometimes you have two guys washing, sometimes you have...
No, you have only one guy washing. There's
Looks
one
like
guy
there's
washing.
Two guys here washing.
You have four. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. He's the washer.
Yeah, but you have two washers here.
No, you have only one washer.
No?
Look at it. He's a blow-up.
Oh.
One, two hands.
Oh.
Two hands. One, two,
oh, this
three,
is the,
four.
They're focusing. Yeah.
Yeah, focus. It's called the insert.
A zoom.
You zoom in, okay? Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing that this guy has such talent? Has such talent. Okay, to show you the parish. Horizontal. Or vertical. Here's the washer, and these are the washees.
Holy
you like man. My words? You like my words? Washees. There's a washer and a washee.
You have no idea.
Okay, so here, what's the halach over here? The halach over here is, let's say over here, so therefore, let's say, Ne'elim abav hamish b'nei adam, Zev zazesh, Meshemekarim, Yedeim, Eilu le'elu, Sheshechu aleim mayim bevasachas, Michli rach, a very wide utensil. What is the halacha?
Yeah.
It's tar, the tar. What's the chiddush?
The tar?
Works. It's tar. What's the chiddush? The ein is, look at it right here, he explains it to the lomdus. The ein choshashin, we're not concerned.
Yeah.
Loi mishum tumo.
Yeah.
Shema nitmu hayodayim. Why don't we go stay when the first, when they wash the first time, when the water spills, so the water is tameh, and now, because it came in contact with the person, and now it contaminates the next guy. You don't say that. When you do with asachas, you say the one shot, they all become tameh one shot.
You don't worry about the mind reshine. We're talking about the mind reshine.
Yeah, right.
Right?
You don't go slow motion.
We're not talking about the mind machrayim.
Fine.
Okay, Zebed said, not on Abba of Chamisha b'nei Yodim, Zebed said, Zad, Shem, Kam, Yodim, Elu, B'shechel, Elayim, Mayim, B'vasachas, B'chli, B'chli,
what? Bach of a wide utensil. Or Zed, like in this picture.
Either like this, right. Or like this.
Right.
Okay.
Don't draw a pencil.
Just take it back. Just take it. You can and I can.
I don't draw on this one. I draw on this one.
Only in the Kati?
Yeah.
What do you have against him?
Nothing against him. I like him. Is there a person that you know that is the biggest chus in
Elam HaMes than
him?
Nobody.
No one comes near him.
Nobody. And you didn't want to learn the Pirush.
And he was Nene Nigias Kapai. No one supported him.
Right.
He didn't take handouts from anyone.
He was
a bank teller.
How much a bank teller?
He was a bank teller. He worked the whole day, and he learned Torah, and his Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael. He was Nene Nigias Kapai. You should go to Eretz Yisrael, you should go to his kever. His kever. Where could you get a big...
Where is it?
I don't know. We should find out.
Yeah, right.
Where could you get a bigger bracha? A combination of a person to Talmud Chacham and it was Nene Nigias Kapai?
Right.
You know such people?
Nobody.
I don't know such people.
Yeah, there are other people, but he's big. Zeh Agavi Zeh. Sheidayim Zeh Agavi Zeh. Vamayim Shoichin Al Kulam.
Mishpachim. Al Kulam Ka'achas.
Right. Ve'echad Shem Loi Mishem Tuma Shem
Yidnu Hayudayim.
We said cases like this earlier, no?
Right, we did. Right. Maybe once the first guy was washed, why don't we say the water that we learned that before, that you use the water for malacha, if you rinse a pot.
Yeah, but this is not a malacha.
No, so since one guy's hands already was washed, the top guy, let's say in this case, the third guy, since the first guy's hands were washed, why don't we say that the water that now goes on to number two, number three, number four, it's mayim shenas b'hem malacha.
Okay, I don't get that, but then... not malacha. We're doing the tila.
It should be light.
Okay, whatever. It's used already.
Use water. We don't say that. Why don't we say that the second guy, the third and the fourth, there's no utensil. The utensil is only for the first guy. Because over here, there's so many people. When you put all these hands together, the water should touch all the hands. If they're very tight, they put their hands
right.
together.
I think we said even like a mail, you could do mail like this.
Right. If you put the hands very tightly,
together,
then the water is not going to make contact.
Chibur
as long as there is no chatzitza.
Baruch.
Let's chaz the Mishnah. The Yisoid is Hayadayim, Mitamois, Umitarois, Adaperek. When we say a Yad is a Sheni, and if Truma touches the Yad,
Hayadayim, Mitamois,
Stam Yadayim, everything with a Sheni. Where does the Din Tumma go until? What part of the body? Until the wrist, until the Perek, Adaperek, which means if Truma touches this part, it's Tahar. Umitaharois. When do you have a koyach to when you wash and the washing removes the tumah? The koyach to remove tumah is only until the perek. If there's no power to lift tumah from water, if you rinse the water on another part of your body, the Chazal only gave koyach for water to be metaher water only until the perek. When it says metaher, it really refers to the water and the yad also. The only power that Netilas Yudayim has is to remove Tumah, both for the Yad, because the Yad, the Tumah is only in the Yad, and to be Metahar Mayim, that became Tameh, is only the Mayim that is located in the region below the wrist. Ketzad. Notal Esom Yishoinim Adaperek.
Go ahead.
So that means I wash the first set until the water is Tameh. And now, the Yesashim
Chutz Perek.
So the second was sloppy. Went up over here, the chazru liyatohara, because the water that was over here would never became contaminated. So there's no harm done when it goes from here down here because it was never contaminated. Torah, not unless we shun the gat v'yes hashnim chutz b'perek. Let's say the mayim we shun him and it goes up, and so now when the second goes up,
one.
so the water comes up and it comes back down. The chazru liyatmeir.
Go.
Let's say not unless we shun him liyode. I only wash one hand. The nimlach, And now the Natal es Hashrim the Shrim Lashrim. I put my hands together. I wash one hand. So now this is Metabolis. Lashrim Yadav Tmeos. Natal es Hashrim Lashrim Yadav. I wash both hands together. V'nimach v'Natal es Hashrim Lashrim Yadav. Then I wash the Shrim each one separately. He says the other means each one separately. Then Yadav or the other gives Yadav. Yadav to Hiras. Your hands are completely tired because no harm done. Natal Yadav Achas. I wash only one hand. The shiv shiva bechaverita, and I rub it on the sand. Tameya. Let's say I rub the roisha because of tohara, because the walls are tame. Leilim arba vechamisha zebitzad ze zel gav ze. Four of them can wash together. Vavad she yirapu she before the hands are loose she yavo b'hem mayim. Okay.
Wow.
You happy? We're going to Mishnah, a hard Mishnah, up to Mishnah Dalit.
Wow. The whole week together.
Enjoy the nachas.
And you too.
Sit there with a chasam challah.